John chapter 19 tonight, and I'll begin reading in verse 1, and we'll read the first 6 verses, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I just kind of want to brag on the Lord tonight. Amen. Just magnify Him. I've learned this, you never go wrong doing that. Amen. And God begins stirring this simple thought in my heart, but oh, what a powerful thought that it is tonight. John chapter 19, you will enable stand. And tonight, we'll begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.' Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, 'Behold the man.' When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' Pilate saith unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.'" Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. I thank you for each one that's come this way on this Sunday night. I pray now for just a little while, you'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you'll touch me by the Holy Ghost that I might preach the preaching that you bid us tonight. Lord, my heart desire, Lord, the very reason I'm here tonight is I want to exalt and lift up and magnify your precious name. Help us, I pray. If there's one here that's not saved, I pray they get born again before they leave tonight. Help your people, exalt your name, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 4 tonight, where the Bible said, "Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.'" I want to preach tonight, the Lord helping me just a few minutes. I want to preach on this subject. I find no fault in Jesus. I find no fault in Jesus. Now, I can say this and be honest with you about it. If you follow me around much, you'll find plenty of faults in me. You'll find a lot wrong with me, but you'll never, ever find anything wrong with Jesus Christ. Hey, there's something wrong with everybody in this world. I don't care how good a person how we say they are. There's things in every one of us that's not right and it's not good. I'm glad to remind you tonight, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I said this a while back during the Jubilee. I'm going to say it to you again tonight. People ask me if I know someone, and I always say, well, I've met them. I know them a little bit, because I never know where they're getting at with that question. But can I say this? I do not have to hesitate when I'm asked if I know Jesus Christ. He's never changed. He never will change. He's holy. He's perfect. He's altogether lovely. Hey, friend, tonight, I'm glad I can say there's nothing wrong with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, you can look at him under a fine microscope, whatever you want to use, and you'll never find one thing where you could put a charge to his name. Pilate said in that verse, "I find no fault." That word fault means a charge. That word means a crime. That word means an accusation. Can I say this? If people be real honest, the Lord's never let them down. The Lord's never failed. Amen. He may not answer something the way you want him to, but he's never done wrong. Amen. You know, I find Joseph there in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, after God gave him those dreams, and boy, his life was not what we'd call a dream life. He kept winding up some pretty rough places, but old Joseph kept trusting God, and God blessed him in the midst of his circumstances. Hey, friend, I say to us tonight, I find no fault in Jesus Christ. Can I give you three things and I'll be done? Can I say first of all tonight, his father found no fault in him. We find that the baptism of Jesus' earthly baptism, Matthew 3 and verse 17, when he come up, how the water of the Spirit descended like a dove. And the Bible said in verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. We find again when Jesus in Matthew 17 was transfigured. I preached about that the other week on something more sure than a mountaintop. Well, there at the transfiguration, the Bible said in verse 5, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hey, the Father was pleased with him. The Father said, there's nothing wrong with my Son. That word pleased there means to think well of, but it means to approve. Amen. God the Father said, I approve of my Son. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you this, the Father knows everything. Nothing's hid from him. If there'd been something wrong in Jesus, God the Father would have known it. But I'm glad, hallelujah, that he said, I find no fault in him. It's nothing wrong. I'm well pleased with my Son. Hey, I'll tell you this. If you won't take my word for it, take the Father's word. Amen. He said he was pleased, well pleased. I got thinking about that today. He didn't just say he was pleased. But he said, I'm well pleased. Amen. Man, that takes up a whole notch or two. Amen. The Father said, there's nothing wrong with him. He's who he said he is. And he'll do what he said he'll do. Amen. Hey, we find his Father. I found no fault in him. But then let me say secondly, his foes found no fault in him. In our text, we find Pilate. He's examined Jesus in John 19 and twice, once in verse 4 and once in verse 6. He said, I find no fault in him. Pilate is not a friend of Christ. Are you listening to me? The Roman government's not a friend of Christ. They are against Christ. Amen. Pilate wasn't interested in nothing he said or nothing he did. If he was interested in the Lord Jesus, he would have fell down and repented and called on him. Amen. But hey, here's somebody that is against Christ, is not looking for Christ. And he says, I find no fault in him. Amen. This is a crowd that doesn't love our Lord. This is a crowd that does not know him like we know him. Amen. Pilate says, hey, I ain't found anything. I cannot lay anything to his charge. He's done nothing wrong. Hey, he declared it to him. I find no fault in him. Pilate found no fault. Let me say this. Judas found no fault in him. Amen. Now, Judas is an interesting individual. Yes, Judas was one of the original 12. But Judas didn't know the Lord like the other ones did. And what I mean by that, he hadn't trusted him. Amen. He saw everything Jesus did, but he never yielded to it. Now, there's some things as well, preacher. How do you explain him being a part of that crowd that's sent out with power? Well, here's what you got to remember in the gospel. That these men do not have the indwelling Spirit of God as we do now. And God could choose to use anybody that he pleases. He used a mule in the Old Testament. Amen. Well, Judas is among us, seen all the miracles, seen everything that Christ could do. And he betrays Jesus, sells him out for 30 pieces of silver. By the way, that's where Judas's heart was. I believe that. I believe I'm safe in saying that. Preacher, that's pretty bold. Why would you say such a thing? Well, he held the bag for the disciples. And the Bible tells me very clearly, he's a thief. He is stealing out of that bag. Amen. Hey, he wasn't interested in the Lord doing much anything. He is in it for the money. That's right. And friend, we find out in Matthew chapter 27, there in verse number 3, he comes back to those chief priests. He throws that money down, and here's what he says. That's saying, I've sinned, and that I betrayed the innocent blood. Are you listening? And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. Hey, he even understood Jesus has done nothing wrong. Amen. Again, Judas is not on the side of the Lord. Even though he's been running with the 12, with that, made up the 12, he was not interested in the lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. We find that Judas said, there's nothing wrong. There's no fault in him. But then I think about that old thief in Luke chapter 23. As you study all four Gospels together, it sounds like in the beginning when they're hanging on that cross, Jesus is in the middle, them two thieves on either side. In the beginning, both of them rail against Jesus Christ. If you're the Son of God, get down and get us down. But something happens to one of them thieves. Evidently hears what Jesus says when Christ cries out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I believe that got a hold of that boy. I really do. I believe he said, I ain't never heard nobody talk like that on the cross. Amen. And that man looked at that other thief and said, hey, we need to quit all that hollering at him. We're guilty. He said, now I'm honest now. He said, I'm guilty. You're guilty. But here's what he said about Jesus. And we indeed justify, we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. That thief even recognized there's nothing wrong with Jesus Christ. He's not sin. He's not guilty. Amen. Matter of fact, above their heads will always tell what their accusation, what they had done. But them two other men, it said thief, said guilty of insurrection. But above Jesus' head, it said, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now you say, preacher, that's an accusation. Well, that sure is. That's who he is. Amen. Hey, they couldn't find anything wrong in Christ's life. Hey, they had to admit, there's nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. Amen. Hey, we find his father found no fault. We see his foes found no fault. Let me say number 3, his followers found no fault in him. I see Brother Paul. I got thinking about him today. Boy, he encountered Jesus on the road there, that Damascus road, and got born again, got converted, amen. Had a head-on collision with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's why I believe Paul was an apostle. You had to see the resurrected Christ, and he saw him. It blinded him, amen, till the Lord let him see again. Amen. And Paul, here's what Paul thinks about our Lord. I got to think about this. It blessed my heart. Paul said to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him, that's Jesus, to be sin for us. That's you, that's me, that's everybody in this world who knew no sin. Jesus never knew no sin. He couldn't sin. He wouldn't sin. He didn't sin. Amen. That we might be made the righteous of God in him. Paul said, there's nothing wrong with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I'm going to say again, I don't care who you are as a Christian, there's stuff wrong with us. But Paul said, remind you, nothing wrong with him. Amen. Oh, friend, Paul said, there's no sin in him. I think about what Peter said. Peter, another one of his disciples and followers, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and beginning verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Here it is. Here's what Peter thought about him. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. righteously, who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Peter said, I ain't found nothing wrong with him either. Amen. There's nothing wrong with Jesus Christ. Oh, Brother John, and I'm going to tell you something. If somebody knew something about Jesus, Brother John knew about Jesus. Hey, he liked to always get up close enough to lean on him. Amen. That's why I believe he's the one, you know, after the resurrection, you remember that Peter said, I go a-fishing. And the rest of them said, we going with you. And they go there all night and toil and they fish and they get nothing. And then somebody on the shore that morning goes to talking to them and they don't recognize who it is. But I'm going to tell you, if they took him at his word, put the net on the right side, drew in that great multitude of fishes, it was John who said, that's the Lord. Amen. You get that close as John and stay, you recognize him a little quicker than other folk will recognize him. Hey, I like to get close to him, don't you? Old John like to get up there and hear his heartbeat. Boy, that's something, ain't it? I mean, lean right up against the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what old Brother John said about him. In 1 John chapter number 3 and verse 5, and you know that he was manifested, speaking about Christ, to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Old Brother John said, there ain't nothing wrong with the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy. He's righteous. He's perfect. Oh, friend, tonight, his followers found no fault in him. His foes found no fault in him. His father found no fault in him. And I want to say this. I want to go on record tonight and say I find no fault in him either. I've known him for 38 years, and he's been what he said he would be and a whole lot more. Amen. He's never forsook me. He's never turned on me. He's never walked away from me. Hey, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with Jesus tonight. Amen. Hey, friend, you and I, we might change. And we're apt to, for the good or the bad. Amen. But Jesus will never change. I'm going to tell you this. I'm about done. I just do what's on my heart, and that's okay. Because I'm happy with it. Because Jesus is happy with it. Amen. But you know what? In thinking about Jesus Christ, and you hear me well, there's a lot I could say that why I thank God that I know his son Jesus. And a lot of things I could say. Not having to go to hell, that's great. But you know, there is one thing I like about Jesus. He don't change no matter the crowd of men. I don't know if that's ever happened to you or not. But I've been around folk that was my buddy, my friend, as long as it's just me and them. Yeah. But let another crowd come around. And I kind of gets pushed out to the side. Amen. I kind of forget you're there. You know, Jesus has never done that. Never. I'm telling you, when everybody else may run off, he'll tap you on the shoulder, hey, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I have not forgot you. I'm not going to desert you. I'm going to walk every step of the journey with you. Oh, friend, tonight I find no fault in him. For, hey, you may be burdened down, maybe discouraged about some things. Before you ever decide to quit on him, you remember this, he ain't quitting on you. Amen. Hey, we ought to just love him and be faithful to him because there's nothing wrong with him. Amen. Hey, somebody asked you if you know Jesus this week. Don't you be ashamed of him. Amen. Don't you even hesitate. You jump in there and say, yes, I do know him. Amen. Hey, I said this a lot through years, and I'm honest. I'm honest about that. There's a lot of stuff about this world I don't know nothing about. There's a lot of stuff. You get talking about some things, and I know a little bit, and I can hang with you. There's some things you get talking about, and you'll lose me quick. Automobile's probably the number one thing. I know a little bit about transmission, oil, just a little bit. But, man, you get talking numbers of them motors. You might as well talk Greek. You've lost me. I don't know. I just know you put gas in them, drive them until they wear out. Amen? Some of you, when you buy a car, you look at the motor. You want to see it. I've had cars I didn't look for 6 months or better at the mode. Didn't even know, I just knew I had one. I looked for trunk space. Amen. You travel as much as I do, you got to have plenty of room to put books and clothes and everything else. But you know what? You'd lose me in a hurry talking about that automobile. I hear people talk about certain year models, the Corvettes and Mustangs. I just nod my head and grin, so that's great. I don't know what you're talking about. That's real, I don't have a clue. I don't know why that model might be the popular one. I got one clue. But I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. If you go to talking about the Lord Jesus, you get talking about knowing him, I ain't going to sit on the sideline and have shut mouth. I'm going to jump in on that one because I can talk to you about him. I know him and he knows me. Hey, he's not ashamed of me and I don't want to be ashamed of him. And I find no fault in Jesus Christ tonight. He's a wonderful Lord. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful friend. Hey, nobody better than him. Oh, I thank God that I know him, don't you? Oh, friend, tonight, Jesus just wanted me to remind you about him. Amen. I can brag on him all day long. I mean that. I don't have to, hey, if I use a personal illustration about me doing anything good, I hesitate. But I ain't going to hesitate bragging on Jesus. Well, I'm telling you, he's real. He's true. He's faithful. He's never going to change. And I'm glad I know that tonight. If you're not saved, I'm glad I had the privilege tonight to just tell you about him. Tell you there's not a thing wrong with him. Why anybody would turn Christ away, I do not understand. I'm going to be honest about it. I don't know why anybody has said no to Jesus. I mean that. He has done so much in my life. I got saved 38 years ago. That's been the best part of my life. I really mean that. I'm glad to be a part of the family of God, like I said this morning. That ain't changed since this morning. Amen. Hey, there's nothing wrong with him. Let him change your life. Let him make the difference in your life tonight. Father, I pray you take the thought, use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to tonight. And Lord, I'm glad indeed you know me. You know me by name. Lord, you know every step that I take. Lord, you knew what this day would hold for me before I opened my eyes this morning. Lord, I love you and thank you for your love for me. Help us now. Help that one that's not saved tonight. Convict their heart. Birth them in your family. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. Let's stand tonight. I preach to you what the Lord put on my heart. Simple preaching, I know that. But great preaching. Because you say, preacher, you I ain't bragging on me. That ain't what I'm saying is great. My subject's great. Greater than anybody. You get no better. You get no higher. You get no deeper than Jesus Christ. If you're not saved tonight, I want to invite you to come. Love to take the Word of God, show you about how to be saved and pray with you. Be a thrill to my heart tonight. Child of God, if you found yourself burdened down, won't you cast that care on the Lord? He's there. He ain't run off and left you. He's right there with you. While we sing, the altar's open tonight.